I think what I'd like to do is use this time to do the piece of work that we talked about last night. And this is not something that literally is taught in the Power Field class. This is just an add-on question that was posed of how do I create? So if everyone has the ability, would you get out a piece of paper and a writing utensil? Okay, so with your piece of paper and pencil, what I'd like you to do is to draw the very first platonic solid we have, which is called a tetrahedron, but would you draw a triangle on your piece of paper? And would you allow this triangle to represent something you're wanting to create? Now, on each of these legs of the triangle, what I'd like you to do is you're going to write one word of what you would like the foundation, the basic structure to be for your creation. So as an example, when I'm teaching a power field class, create your personal power field, the very first three words that I have everyone come to the table and meet me there is the word open. So on one leg of the triangle, I would write, can you be open with your thoughts and with your belief? Can you be open to having a new experience? Can you be open to miracles and magic are going to happen in this class? So would you pick one word for you, for whatever you would like to create, and have it be on one of those legs of your triangle? Now, pick a second word, because we have three legs here on this triangle. We're going to pick a second word for the foundation. So the second word I have everybody come in with is, can you give yourself permission? Permission to be in kindergarten. We're all learning and playing, so there is no right way. There is no wrong way. We're in kindergarten. We're practicing. We're experimenting. Can you give yourself permission to just play and have fun? And on my third leg, I have everyone meet me at the word allowing. Allowing is a beautiful word, especially along with permission. When I allow, there's room for something new. Allowing has flexibility. There's no resistance in the word allowing. And it comes to you. It magnetizes to you. So would you look at your triangle of what you're wanting to create and put your three words, that's the baseline, the foundation of what everything else will be built around. Now, this platonic solid really is called a tetrahedron. So right in the center of your triangle, would you put a little dot in the center of your triangle? And then from each of the corners, inside corners of that triangle, your big triangle, would you draw a line from the corner right to that dot in the center of your big triangle? And if you use your optical illusion to see your tetrahedron, because you'll have lines that come from the base up to that point that's above you, if you will. And here's where we're going to add three more words, because the tetrahedron has six legs. So again, in the class, for the personal power field class, I ask my students, I ask you, how would you like to experience all of this new information you're getting? Would you like it to be difficult, or would you like it to be in ease? And of course, you all say, I want it to be easy. So on one of those legs, from the center dot to that outside point, I would write the word ease. Again, this is your creation. So what's another word in addition to open, allowing, and permission, or the three words you have on your tetrahedron, that you would like to have an experience of your creation? So on another one of those legs, we choose the word effortless. As I'm learning material, I would like it to come in effortlessly. As I'm walking a new growth period, I would like it to be effortlessly.
Not yet. What's the rush?
And then down that third leg, I would choose the word fluid or flow. So again, on my tetrahedron, and follow around with me, you have three main legs. They're the structure, the foundation that sits on the ground. I have open, permission, and allowing. And then I've created that illusion of having a point really above. If I was standing in that triangle, there's really a point above my head that's represented by that little dot you put in the center of your triangle, with a leg going from each of the points, the tips, to that line in the center, and then you add three more words onto that. So you really have six foundational words you're playing with. And on mine I put, I would like this to happen in ease, flow or fluidity, and for it to be effortless. Now, would you just consider, what are some other vibrations, higher vibrations, that you would like to experience with your creation? And I'm going to open the floor. I would just like you to all put out, so that everyone can hear them, other words that might be wonderful to have in a creation. And that way, if that is a word that really works for you in what you're working with on your piece of paper, feel free to add that word to your piece of paper. Anybody got a word? If you're on mute, take yourself off mute so everyone can hear you.
Hi, this is Carol. I'm looking at some things I wrote down before. Expansive? Is that a good
word? Okay, that's a nice word, expansive.
Connected?
Connected.
Calm?
Calm. I like the word happy.
Happy, yes.
Absolutely got to have happy. Anybody else have vibrations you'd like to add to a creation?
Fun.
Fun. Okay. I like clear communication, especially if you're working on a mock-up with you and a partner, that there's clear communication. So far we have, again, I don't know what else you put on here, but I have open, allowing, permission, ease, flow, effortless, expansive, connected, fun, happy, calm, clear communication. Okay, anybody else have something you'd like to add to this mix?
Meaning, purpose, masterful.
Purpose, okay? Meaning, I'm not sure what that one means, but I'll write it down. And there was another one?
Masterful?
Masterful. Now, masterful is different than being senior. So I'm going to put senior in on my paper. Because masterful, let's say I can be masterful in baking a cake. However, if I knew that cake was not something I really wanted to put into my body, I would be senior in my body by saying no to the cake. However, I do have a skill set that I can be masterful in how I create the cake. So different vibration. Again, you're looking at your piece of paper with your creation, what you're wanting to create for yourself. And we're just playing here with a bunch of words because we're going to take those words and apply them here in a moment.
Can we just throw in all the seven living words also?
Sure. All right, so we have happy, we have certain, we have senior, we have capable, we have commanding, we have personal presence, and we have being powerful in your graciousness. I have to be honest. Once you get into the Sacred Heart, I absolutely love beauty and reverence, elegance, grandeur. So if you notice your paper is starting to get a lot of words on it. And what's really delightful when you do this exercise is if you're using a different color. So let's say the word expansive you write in green, and fun you write in pink, and certain you write in blue. The more colors you're bringing into your vibration, the higher your vibration is going to go. So everyone should have a nice diagram sitting in front of you with a bunch of words on that. So would you put your paper down now? And would you take a moment to simply find the center of your head, or if you are in the place of having knowing where higher mind is, would you simply go to higher mind? Would you choose one of those vibrations that you would like to present yourself in that vibration right now? Before you close your eyes, choose very consciously, choose one of those vibrations that you would like to wear. And in with that vibration, would you weave in the vibration, the feeling of feeling happy? Would you take a nice circular breath? That breath where the inhale flows right into the exhale. The exhale flows right into the inhale. And on your next exhale, would you simply allow the eyelids to close? And out in front of you, with your eyelids closed, would you imagine a movie screen or a television screen, some type of viewing screen for yourself? And on that viewing screen, would you create a blue rose? We're specifically choosing a blue rose right now. At the level you're playing at, blue is the hello. Everyone can meet at blue. So your creation, you're wanting to be seen by all those people who can see you. So we allow it to be a beautiful blue rose. And would you just look at the rose you've created? Are your petals open or closed? What kind of stem have you created for yourself? Does your rose have little water crystals on it, hydrating the rose? Now, would you allow your rose to have a grounding cord? That grounding cord is going to ground out all that is not the vibrations that you're putting in. Would you allow this rose to have the intention? It is holding the intention of your creation. Would you call on the first ray of creation? That ray of light, it is also a beautiful white light, actually. That first ray of light, and would you have that ray of light merge with your blue rose so that your will and the will of all that is are now merged in this creation of your rose? Would you call on the third ray of creation, the love of all that is? It is a beautiful blue, so we're adding the white and blue into your blue rose. And the love of all that is has a different hue of blue. So notice one might be sapphire blue, and the blue rose you created would be more sky blue. So just notice what happens to your rose, how the colors change for you as you bring in the will of God and the love of God into that rose, into your creation. Notice how the leaves may change, or the petals may change, or the stem may change when you merge the will of God and the love of God with your creation here. Now, very methodically, we're going to put in some words. So I'm going to read what I have written on my paper, and in between, when you hear my voice, if you come up with another vibration, just put it into your rose. So would you add to your rose, being senior? Noticing that all the places in this creation where you would not be showing up senior in your body or senior in your creation are going down that grounding cord, releasing all that you're not down the grounding cord, allowing the rose to hold these high vibrations. Happy. Allowing, being expansive. Expansive is an air element word. You're allowing your creation to be expansive with the air elementals. Certain. Commanding. Calm. Calm could be a water elemental word. purposeful. Being masterful. Effortless. Permission. Clear communication. Personal presence. Capable. Open. Powerful in your graciousness. Connected. Ease. Fun. Meaning. Reverence. Fluid or flow. Another water word. Beauty. That's an earth vibration. Elegance. Grandeur. So look on your piece of paper and see if there's more words you would like to add into the top of the rows. Allowing this rose, this intention, to take on the vibration of these other words that you're adding into your creation, into your rose. I'm going to add the word balance. Stability. Well-being, and now we're going to call on each of the elements, and I'd like you to pick a word from each element and put into your mix. So the first element we're going to call upon is the fire element. With the fire element, you usually have ignition, the spark, the creation, the birthing of the idea. But there's also passion in fire. There's purity. There's cleansing. So would you pick one or two words from the fire element and add to your creation? Next, would you say hello to the air elemental? The air element is where we move things from non-form into form. So the air elementals are up in the sky. You see them. They're called sylph. They move things from non-form to form. So the word allowing is an air word. Expansiveness, openness, those are air words. So would you pick one or two of an air element and add to your creation, into your blue rose? The next element we're calling upon is the water elemental. They are called the Undine. And words that you can find with water is calm, peace, serenity, flow, ease. So you pick. There's many, many words that you can represent from the water element. It's also cleansing and clearing. But you pick. What are one or two water elemental words that you would like to add into your creation? And the last element we're going to call on is the earth elemental. They show up as fairies and gnomes. But the earth element is all about the beauty and putting things into form. So beauty, stability, nurturing, nourishment, those are all earth words. Would you pick one or two of the earth words to add to your creation? And again, say hello to that first ray, the will of all that is weaving itself in through your creation, adding to your creation. And the love of all that is, adding the love of all you are, the love of all that is, weaving it in through and around your beautiful blue rose. And do you have a particular ascended master or archangel that you work with that you would like to call upon to join this creation? Would you simply ask them for their assistance and weaving their energetic template into your creation of your blue rose? I'd like you to add one more word to this rose, havingness. Can you have this creation? That's different than allowing. Can you have it? Can the people who you would like to play with you in this, can they have this creation? So let's add that all can have. And let's add another element to this creation for the highest good and greatest joy of all involved. Highest good and greatest joy added into the creation. And would you take a few moments to walk around this beautiful creation that this is you. You are the creator of this. Would you walk around your rose, admiring it, seeing what else you would like to add into this beautiful creation? Would you bring yourself to a point of completion? You can always come back and add more. But for purposes of right now, would you allow it to be complete for this moment? Would you let the grounding cord go on this beautiful creation? And on your next breath, would you take both hands and would you pull that beautiful blue rose with your hands? Would you pull that creation into your sacred heart? And right here, as this beautiful blue rose is now inside your sacred heart, merged with the will of God and the love of God, would you call upon that second ray of creation, allowing this creation to step itself up or step itself down, depending on where this vibration is for you, so that it can manifest in physical form for you in perfect timing. allowing that beautiful blue rose, those petals of that blue rose, to unfurl now in your sacred heart. And the stem is going to go down and join the grounding cord on your physical body, allowing that beautiful blue rose to come out into every cell of your being. As you breathe in the blue rose and breathe out the blue rose, and allow your heartbeat to pump in the blood of the blue rose into every cell of your being. Allowing yourself to have this creation on all levels, all dimensions, all bodies. Take another circular breath. Very nice. I'm going to pull you off of mute so that you can share, if you like, what that experience is like for you. And you are off mute. No comments. Love it. It's like what this is when the English language sort of goes, yeah, right. Thank you so much for sharing. This looks like a good place to leave you. I'm going to hang out here to see if you have any more comments you'd like to make or... questions you'd like to ask?
Nadine, two of the things I added in, I had written down, but I forgot. Aligned to self and stable joy.
Very nice.
Okay, that's what I was wondering, if those were good.
No, because you're aligned to your soul purpose. You're aligned to that higher part of you. And that, what was the second one? Stability?
Yes, stable joy.
Okay, so two different words. So you can join them, but they're two different words. So having a creation be stable is a really delightful. That's an earth word. It's stable. It has a foundation that's very stable. And joy is a higher vibration word. So you can have stabilized joy. And you can just have joy. So having both of those, they can, remember, you're weaving your tapestry together. And whatever is not joy or is not stability will go down the grounding cord. So excellent. And now that creation is within you, as so it can manifest. It is absolutely manifesting right at this moment as you are breathing and pumping blood in through your heart. You are manifesting this beautiful blue rose for yourself. By the way,
thank
in case
you.
This wasn't obvious, this was an advanced rose technique.
Yeah, I didn't know you could use roses like this. or maybe we have used a rose like this, and I'm not remembering.
It's called a mock-up rose, and it's not one that I have on the, like when you go out to the website, there's that free download I have. I did not include this because typically for the people who are doing that free download on here's 10 different ways you can use a rose, they're not ready for creation yet. So once you're into your power field and you have it turned on, now you're ready to create because you're creating consciously and with intention. And you know how to create. You have to have an intention, and then you put your attention on your intention. You wrap it in a high vibration word or words or sounds, and then you release it so that the universe can magnetize to you that which you are creating. So we started with your intention, and we put attention on your intention by placing all of your attention points onto the rose. And we literally wrap them in with a lot of high vibration words, and then we released it to the universe, because wherever you're vibrating is what you're attracting to you. So we put it into your sacred heart so that the universe is going, ah, this is what this person would like to vibrate more of. And I must say, it looks marvelous on you both. Okay, Deb, any questions, comments?
I do have a question. I mean, I know right now what I'm doing and why I'm here and what I'm creating. And maybe some of the things that I learned don't apply to myself and what I'm doing. How do you get around that?
Well, I take whenever something new is being presented to me, I always ask myself, if it's brand new, I'll try it because I want to try a new tool to have in my toolbox. There's some times where I'll go into a group and they're presenting something and I know that it's not my piece, and I just give thanks for it because it's for somebody. So anytime you pick up a book, there may be 55 chapters in the book and only one of those chapters applies to where you are right now. That doesn't mean the other 54 chapters have no value. They just were not for you right now. They were meant for somebody else. So you give thanks for the creation.
That's a good idea. That's what I do. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Nadine, I have one more question.
Sure.
I've heard a quote, I'm not sure the exact word, something to the effect of, you don't attract what you want, you attract who you are. Another quote, when you love yourself enough, all things are possible. So, the question is, I'm not entirely sure. I guess there might be a little bit of confusion for me about connecting, like, everything that you've been saying on this call and connecting also those two quotes with that. Does that make any sense? I promise I actually can be articulate.
So here, the first thing I will absolutely agree with is when you love yourself, everything is from that love ray. When you love yourself, everything is possible. Everything is possible. Growing a new limb is possible. Having 100% purity of cell is possible. And it's all rooted in love. The second piece, I don't remember your quote, but what I can tell you is wherever you're vibrating at is what you're creating. So you may say, I want $1 million, but if where you're vibrating at is $10, all you're going to get is $10 because that's where you're vibrating at. So it's, if you want $1 million, vibrate at that vibration of having, being, living, breathing $1 million. And Abraham, those of you who listen to Abraham, beautiful, beautiful way of putting in is that whatever you're wanting and not wanting is what you're attracting to you, because it's in wherever you're vibrating is what you're bringing into yourself. So if you're not wanting something over and over and over and not wanting and not wanting and not wanting, that's exactly what you're creating. Wherever you are right now is what you're creating. So knowing how powerful you are, would you rather create what you're wanting to create, or would you rather create that where you have resistance and say, I'm not wanting to create this? So that wraps back into that first thing, wherever the love that you are, the more you love yourself, and you're in that vibration of love,
right,
you're creating more and bringing more into that love of who I am.
You're identified with your real, with who you really are, the love that you really are, as opposed to being identified with your self-image.
Yeah,
right.
Your self-image is the ego. That's the rational mind. And we're going in for your soul vibration.
Yeah.
Where your heart's vibrating.
I think in the past, I'm sorry. I don't mean to keep rambling on. I know it's over time now. I just think that that's maybe where I have not gotten it right in the past, is not coming from the place of who I really am. Does that make sense?
I think as we each become more masterful, that which we're not shows up, so we can go, oh yeah, I remember creating that little thing over there, and this is who I am now, and I'm standing in all that I am, and I am a child of all that is. I am one with Source, and I'm sitting at the table with the Masters. That's where we are playing. That's where the potential is being put on the table for us to play with the Masters versus that little tiny miniature game we used to play for many eons. You know, we played in our lack. We played in our victim. We played in our not good enough. We've all tried them all on. And you can't take your baggage with you into the sixth and seventh dimensions of consciousness. So as we're playing here in the fifth dimension, we're wrapping in these words. We're becoming masterful with the living words. I'm capable. I'm senior. I'm certain. I'm commanding of my personal presence. I stand in the I am that I am. I stand in that truth of who I am. And I love, absolutely love, the person that I am. And the more you love yourself, and then you start mirroring that love to the elementals can then mirror that love back to you and co-create with you. And that's some of the work you are both stepping into. As you keep doing Mastering Alchemy, you keep saying, okay, I want this next. What's next for me? For you guys? Level two. And I think your next class starts August 12th, I believe, is the next level two class. Yay!
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Oh. You're welcome.